Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, January the 14th, 2021, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. And what are we talking about here this morning? Vaccinations. We took it right up to the top of the hour there. So if there is anything you'd like to talk about in regard to the vaccinations, the interview with Dr. Art Uhlein yesterday, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And all the information you need to know about the vaccine or the pandemic is on the homepage of the website, front page, thanks to Adam, our webmaster there. Go to the homepage, WWGH1071.com, and you can listen to Dr. Art Uhlein in its entirety. Or if there's somebody you would like to listen to that, just give them the website, and they should be able to find that rather easy. And, you know, nobody's saying get the vaccine, nobody's saying don't get the vaccine, but at least you can hear a doctor talk about it in depth, and what the positives and what the negatives are. But again, how do you feel about the vaccine? Did the interview yesterday turn you around in any way? Do you feel you're not going to get it for a particular reason? Do you feel you are going to get it for a particular reason? You know, I don't understand exactly. I'm just trying to understand the people who don't want to get the vaccine, what the reason is. Now, I know people are doing research, but I'm not sure that the internet is the best place to go to do your research. I think the best thing you can do is do the old-fashioned thing and pick up the phone and call your doctor's office and say, listen, I've been offered the vaccine. Do you think I should get it with my medical history? And I'm sure your doctor is going to give you a very sound opinion. The internet research, I don't think, is the way to go on this one. Call your doctor. Somebody who you've seen, who knows things about you, that is very important. I'm being told that the sun is out. That's nice. The weather was not bad yesterday. We had a few cold days there, but yesterday was not bad at all. Again, if you have any thoughts on the vaccine, why or why not people are getting it or not getting it, or you yourself will get it or not get it, or has anybody out there gotten it? We certainly would love to hear those stories, because I think it helps the audience to learn. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, that's the vaccine. And of course, as we said yesterday, doctors in Columbus have said that this new strain of COVID is in Ohio. And you know the thing about that? I had heard they had found a case in New York, and they had found some cases in other states. Clearly, this is spreading fast, too. So, here comes the mutation of what's going on with the COVID. Okay. Now, here's what I'm going to say, and this is just going to be very quick, because it's news, and we're going to say it, and it's not an opinion, it's just what it is. Yesterday was historic. President Trump became the first president in the history of the United States, and that's a long history we have right now to be impeached twice by Congress. So however you feel about the impeachment, it is historic, it has happened. And that's the way it is. You know what bothered me, though, about the impeachment yesterday? And this is all I'm going to say about it. And again, if anybody has an opinion, feel free to call in. 740-383-9944. The thing about the impeachment to me is that I looked on Facebook right after it happened, yesterday afternoon. It was after 3 o'clock. And the stuff people were posting on Facebook, some people for the impeachment, some people against the impeachment, it did not seem to be right. Opinions are fine. You can give your opinion on anything. That's the American way. We are free to give our opinion on everything. But you know, there used to be an old saying that said you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. And the things that people were posting about the impeachment were not factual. Now, that I don't understand, and it wasn't even opinion-oriented. I understand people were angry that it happened, and I understand that there were people who were very happy that it happened. That's like most things in life. If you sit down a meatloaf in front of some people are going to like the meatloaf, and some people are not going to like the meatloaf, and they're going to have their own reasons for liking or disliking the meatloaf, but you can't, I guess you can, be uninformed, but I don't know why you would want to be. So just the things I saw on Facebook, and it makes me think a lot about the vaccine, because what are people posting on Facebook about the vaccine that isn't true? And you do confuse people who are not calling their doctor. And it was just unfortunate that when this impeachment happened, which will be historic, again, historic does not mean right, does not mean wrong, it just means first time it's happened. I just wish the information had been right, because then you look at the comments that people are making, and they aren't right either. Because it's not factual. It's not what really is going on. It's not the truth. And I don't know why people are like this. I really wish I knew. Don't you want the right information? Don't you want the truth of the matter? Of what will happen? And that's all really it was. It wasn't, I think he should or I think he shouldn't be impeached. It wasn't that. It was just, this is what's going to happen. And 9 times out of 10, it was wrong what people were posting. So just, I try to find the truth. Try to find the truth. And I'll tell you, one of the best ways to find the truth, and I said this a long time ago, is when you see something on the internet, find out where it came from before you believe it. Even though it's something you might want to be true, look down in the corner. Look what website it came from. Click on the link. Go there and see what other stuff they're writing and see if it looks to be legitimate. Because the things that were being posted were just amazing to me. I could not imagine what was going on yesterday. Again, the impeachment's happened. Not going to unding that bell. It is historic because it's the first time it's happened. But boy, let's get the facts right in involving it. And again, you can agree or disagree with it, but let's be factual. Let's not try to misinform people, which is seemingly what we continue to try to do on social media. But that is just my little pet peeve with it yesterday. But if you have anything to say about that, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. And I think this is what's leading people in an opposite direction in regard to the vaccine. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Yeah, on the impeachment.
Yes.
They did the right thing. And if you saw all the news last night, Trump was still denying that he ever incited or got people to start their riots. And he said that he did not do it, but other people said he did. And he should be indicted because he violated the law by calling Georgia and trying to get the votes changed. Pence is afraid of him, because after Pence certified the votes, when Trump came down on him with a big wrath, and that's, I think, is the reason why Pence did not invoke the 25th, because he was afraid that Trump would come down on him again. So, I don't care how much Trump denies, he he's been behind all this all along, ever since the election. Right.
Well, I appreciate the opinion, and like I say, I'm okay with people having an opinion, and I know there are a lot of people out there listening who feel he should not have been impeached, but I just wish they had the facts of what's going to happen from here on out, and it doesn't seem like they do.
Well, I look at it this way. Whether it goes one way or the other, there's still going to be demonstrations or riots on in Iowa. Or even before.
Well, I appreciate
that way.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. Take care.
Right. Well, that's just my opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own.
Exactly right. Everybody's, and that's okay. It's okay to have an opinion on should he or shouldn't he. What is not okay is to mislead people and say what's going to happen from here on out, and that's what I saw a lot of. So hopefully we can clear that all up. But thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
All right, phone lines are open. And again, if you don't feel he should have been, hey, that's your opinion. If you feel he should have been, that's your opinion. I'm willing to listen to both opinions on that. It's just what's going to happen now. People were very misleading about that yesterday on social media. And let me just tell you how insane people are. Now I'm talking about a couple people in general. I'm not talking about a general audience here. And again, the phone line is open. 740-383-9944. If the lines are ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. But this is where we are in the United States. Now, apparently, I didn't pay attention to this, but I'm being sent this morning, that Nancy Pelosi yesterday apparently wore the same outfit to the second impeachment that she wore to the first impeachment. And some people seem to feel this is the bigger story, that she wore the same clothes. Now, first of all, I'm sure she did that on purpose. Maybe it's her impeaching clothes. You know, some people have certain clothes they wear to weddings and funerals and things of that nature. Well, maybe those are her impeachment clothes. I don't know. How often does it happen? But you know what? And I know the person was making a joke when they said that her clothes were the most important thing. But you know what's funny? If it was a man, you wouldn't pay attention. And that still goes back. If a man had a suit on, like yesterday, our representative, Jim Jordan. Now, did anybody pay attention to what he was wearing? Was it the same one he wore to the first impeachment? I don't know, but we pay attention to women's clothes. We really do. We always pay more attention to what people wear, especially if you're a woman, and I don't understand that. It's strange. Are women supposed to have a different piece of clothing every day of the week for their life, never wear anything twice? I don't understand that. It's strange. And you know what? The funny thing is, men are not usually the ones critiquing women's clothing. It's the women who go after the women. It's bizarre, in a way. You would think, I mean, you know, I saw Jim Jordan yesterday, our representative. He was out there quite a bit yesterday. And he did have a sports coat on, you know, and a tie. Good for him. I don't care what he wears. You know, sometimes he just rolls up the shirt sleeves. That, I don't care. And I don't care what Nancy Pelosi wore. What they wear, who cares? But some people pay attention to that. That is very important to some people. You know, I think this comes back to the whole Starbucks thing, and I hate to bring this up, but I think that's a whole culture. How people dress. How people dress, it means something. And it shouldn't, but it does. I'm not sure what certain things mean, like overalls, but some people wear those too. Maybe they're going out to milk the cows. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, just me again. I just want to say you're exactly right. People need to pay more attention to what's important. 5 people died. Let's say that one more time. 5 people died. That's a lot more important than what kind of pantyhose or skirt she had on.
You're right, and again, if you feel he should be impeached, that's a valid opinion.
I didn't say that. I didn't speak to that one way or another, but
right.
Yeah, five people. That, and then actually, one thing I think is funny, did he ever even really address his family and say that he was sorry?
Well, I don't know, and to be honest, I just don't know, but I do know he did release a statement yesterday saying no violence.
That's prepared by his lawyer.
Well, as long as he says no violence, because we've got a big problem coming up on Sunday, and it's going to be all around the country, and Mike DeWine has already called in the National Guard to be in Columbus at the State House. And
I was tooling down Delaware Avenue yesterday, and I seen some dude flying a Trump sign with a microphone out there in front of the memorial, and I turned off my radio so I could hear him, and he said, Trump is still your president, and something about fighting, and I thought, I will.
Well, you know what, though? Honestly, that, if you want to fly a flag, if you want to have a bullhorn, that's the type of protest in this country you're allowed to do.
Right.
What you're not allowed to do is bust windows out and kill people.
Chase people's heads in with fire extinguisher, yeah.
Right, and what scares me about this protest on Sunday, and maybe it won't happen, and
Scott, I gotta go pay some bills, but I'm
okay,
tuning in.
Keep listening. Okay, what bothers me about these protests that are planned on Sunday, and I hope I'm totally wrong, and I hope I can come in here Monday morning and say nothing happened, but what bothers me is they are planned armed protests. That's exactly how they're being laid out, that people are going to come armed. And I don't understand why it's said that way. Now, I know we have a stand your ground law in Ohio now, and I know that you're allowed to conceal carry if you have a permit. So that's the law. Whether you like it or not, that's the law. So you are allowed to do that. But I'm not sure why these events on Sunday at all the state capitals are being phrased that way. I mean, if people bring their firearms, okay, but why are they being phrased as armed protests? I don't understand that. Why is that? I mean, does anybody understand that? I don't understand it. Because when you have a protest, that's fine. If there was somebody in Marion with a bullhorn the other day flying a Trump flag, that's their right. And I would support their right to do that. If somebody wanted to fly a Biden flag and stand out there with a bullhorn, that's their right. I support that. These people who are coming to the state capitol on Sunday, you know, I support that. That's your right. But you can't kill people. You can't injure people. You can't be violent. You can't destroy property. That's what you can't do. You can't do it if you're Black Lives Matter. You can't do it if you're Antifa. You can't do it if you're a Trump supporter. You can't do it if you're the Proud Boys. You can't do it. It's breaking the law. You can't do it if you're not a member of any of these groups. So just understand that before you make a big mistake on Sunday. Now, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Now, does anybody understand the whole planned armed protest thing? Why is it armed? I don't know. I wish I understood that. Okay, well, we just got a message here. I want to make sure we get this out there, that Marion Public Health will be closing today, January 14th at 3 p.m. So if you were going up to Marion Public Health today for any reason, they're closing today at 3 p.m., January 14th. So there's some information for you. 740-383-9944. Now, back to this impeachment thing and the clothing that people wore. Now, I understand clothing having significance for people. There's clothing that has significance to men. Like, there are ties that you wear for good luck. You know, people do that. There are pins that men will wear on their sports coats, on the lapel, that they maybe were given by somebody. There are, sweatshirts that people will wear as good luck for games. That's not what I'm talking about. That clothing has significance in that way. But what I'm saying is I don't care. When we're talking about an impeachment, which is what the story was yesterday, I don't care what the people were wearing. That why is that part of the story? Oh, Nancy Pelosi wore the same clothes. Oh, Jim Jordan put on a sports coat. What significance does this have to that story at all? Zero. It has zero significance. None. And it is women criticizing women. Men don't do this. I don't know why. It's just strange. And if anybody knows, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. And also, by the way, ultimately, why are these being described as armed protests that are supposed to happen Sunday the 17th? Why are they being described that way? If you have a concealed carry permit, you probably are already carrying it. I don't think anybody has to tell you to bring it. So why is it being described that way? And I would guess that's why the National Guard is being deployed in a lot of places. You know, where are we at this point? Where are we as a I don't know. Opinions are fine. We've been disagreeing and agreeing on things for years now. But we certainly don't need to bust windows, injure people. You know, this is not necessary. And ultimately, it's not going to change anything. You know, if your goal, I don't know what the goal is. I'm still trying to figure out the goal. What's the goal? Does anybody know the goal of what these things on Sunday are supposed to do? If you're showing up to show your support, okay, I get that. But is that the goal? To show support? That you feel the election was not on the level? Is that what we're doing on Sunday? Because I'm not sure why we're doing it at the capitals, the state capitals. I don't quite understand that. You know, I was just at the state house back in, it was late November, early December. That's where we did our Christmas special. And it's such a nice place, and you have such a good feeling when you're there down in Columbus. So I'm not sure what is really going on with all this on Sunday. But there you go. If you want to talk about the vaccine, or you want to talk about the protests coming on Sunday, or you want to talk about the impeachment, those are things that we have on the table right now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And remember, you don't have to give your opinion or name. You can give your opinion on anything you like here. Don't forget Glenn Coble on when this show's over today from 10 a.m. till 12 noon, then Swap Shop 12:15 until 1 p.m., and the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:10 till 3 o'clock. Those are the offerings today here on WWGH Radio, and the Dr. Art Ulian interview on the vaccine and the pandemic and all kinds of other things today, now on the website. The front page, WWGH1071.com. But again, phone lines are open. If you'd like to express yourself, feel free. 740-383-9944. Now, after going from all of that, I want to go to something local here. Now, we have talked about this a lot, but it's been a long time since we've talked about it on this station. But, you know, I drive downtown every day. Center Street. And then I get on Church Street, and sometimes I go down Main Street. Now, many years ago, Center Street and Church Street used to be two-way. I believe it was up until the early 80s. Now, why do we have such a problem making these two-way streets again? Because I was thinking about this yesterday because I was having a conversation with somebody about downtown parking, because they were talking about this new grocery store downtown here, this market, the Center Street Market, and they were talking about how parking is not a great thing here in downtown Marion. I don't understand why Center Street and Church Street cannot be made two-way. If they were two-way, we would have so little problem in this town. We could stop using these alleys to get going in the opposite direction. These alleys are not big enough to be traveling in. We could park in different places because it wouldn't be such trouble turning around. You know, when you really think of how our streets are laid out in downtown Marion, I mean, think about this. You have Center Street, which downtown is going one way west. You have Church Street, which is going one way east. And then you have Prospect Street, which is going one way south. And you have State Street, which is going one way north. Now, how confusing is that to somebody who's a new driver or somebody who is out of town? That is the most confusing thing in the world. And then we have these roundabouts and turnstiles. It's very confusing. Not to mention the fact that then you've got Main Street in the middle of all this, which is two-way. Now, why is Main Street two-way and State Street and Prospect one-way, both ways, and then Center Street and Church Street one-way, both ways? Why is it like that? I've never been in a downtown in my life that is set up like that. Go to downtown Upper Sandusky. Go to downtown Lima. Go to downtown Delaware. It's not like that. You know, every so often you run into a one-way street. But in Marion, it's constant one-way streets. And it's hard if you see a shop out of the corner of your eye or a restaurant and you say, hey, I'd like to go there. Well, if you miss your turn or if you miss a place to park, you've got to find an alley or you've got to find a street to go up, then go back around, and then make sure you're not on a one-way street so you haven't gone too far, and then come back up and then turn back on that street and then hope you can find a parking space as you're headed back down to your favorite restaurant or your favorite store. It's confusing. Does anybody else understand this or understand why now we're at about 40 years of the streets being one-way, Center and Church? It's almost been this way, I believe, for 40 years now. Now, can't that be fixed? I mean, what is the big holdup there? I think if somebody in the city, because that's in the city, city limits, I think if somebody in the city just proposed that they were going to make those streets two-way again, you would have people so excited. I think they would be coming out and kissing the street. They'd be kissing the sidewalk if they knew those streets were going to be two-way again. I don't understand why it's like that. Is the theory that there is too much traffic downtown to make these streets two-way? Does anybody have any theory on this? Or do you feel they should be put back to two-way? Or do you remember when they were two-way? Was it a problem in those days? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. 42 and a half minutes past the hour here on this Thursday, January the 14th. Remember, the health department today will be closing at 3 o'clock. Now, again, you can comment about the vaccine. Are you going to get it? Are you not going to get it? Why? Why not? You can comment on the impeachment. That was yesterday. What do you think about all that? The two-way streets here in downtown Marion, is that of any interest to you? Give us a comment. Or laughter and making your life better. Those are the topics. A pretty good host of topics here this morning on WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say. 43 minutes past the hour. But the clothing issue, what people are wearing to events like the impeachment, why we care, I have no idea. Do you think people run out of things to talk about? They run out of things to say about it. So we got to start talking about people's clothing. It may be. It just may be that. All right. Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe we can get one round of the Family Feud in here. We've got 16 minutes. left before the top of the hour. Let me see what the category is, and let me see if there would be a possibility of us getting all the answers correct here. Okay, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, this category's got 5 answers, so there is a possibility that we might get them all. Okay, here's the category. Get your dialing fingers ready. Let's see if we can get all 5 answers in the 16 minutes we have remaining this morning. Here we go. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. So basically, name what we're talking about here is like a something people forget to go do. Go ahead, caller.
How about anniversary? That's like a big sitcom running joke. Mrs. Roper and Mr. Roper. Mr. Roper forgot the anniversary, and they kind of get into it. So that's got to be in the top 3.
Number 1 answer is people's anniversary. You got it.
Maybe next call from this number will be your favorite German therapist. Never quite know, right?
Well, it would be interesting if it was.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, we've got the number 1 answer, people's anniversary. So we've still got 4 answers. On what occasion do people frequently forget? Go ahead, caller.
A party.
A party? Well, what kind of party?
A birthday party.
Birthday party is number 2. You got it. All right. Number 1 answer is anniversary. Number 2 is birthday. Okay, the Family Feud category this morning. On what occasion, name an occasion that people frequently forget. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. Now, anniversary was number 1. A birthday was number 2. But there are still 3 other answers. What are the occasions that people frequently forget? That's the category. 740-383-9944. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. 14 minutes left in the hour here. 3 answers still to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about a graduation party?
Graduation party. Let's see here. No graduation party on the list. Graduation party does not make the list today. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. About 13 minutes. Are we going to get the remaining 3 answers? Anniversary was number 1, and birthday was number 2. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. 740-383-9944. What's an occasion that people frequently forget? Now, nothing about how they're dressed, just an occasion that people frequently forget. Go ahead, caller.
What about your driver's license?
Your driver's license appointment. Let's see here. Not on the list today.
Okay.
Thank you. No driver's license appointment on the list today. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. What is an occasion that people frequently forget? 47 coming up on 48 minutes past the hour, only 12 minutes left in the show, and 3 answers left to go today. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. What do people forget? What occasions do people frequently forget? Remember, anniversary number 1, birthday number 2, but there are still 3 other answers, and we're now under 12 minutes today here on the big clock. Family Feud board up and running. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Doctor's appointment.
Doctor's appointment. You know, doctor's appointment's not on the list, but there is one close to that.
Okay.
Keep thinking. No doctor's appointment on the list, but there is one on the list that's very close to doctor's appointment. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. An occasion that people frequently forget. Remember, anniversary 1, birthday 2, still 3 other answers on the board, and there is one that is close to a doctor's appointment. Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Dentist appointment.
Dentist appointment is number 4 on the list. You got it. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Dentist appointment clocks in at number 4 on the list. All right, now we've only got 2 answers left and about 10 minutes left in the program. Are we going to get the remaining 2 answers today? Name an occasion that people frequently forget. 1 is anniversary, 2 is birthday, 4 is dentist appointment. We've got 2 answers left. What are the 2 occasions that we don't have yet that people frequently forget? We've got to get 1 every 5 minutes now to bat this out. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. What are those 2 answers that we are not remembering? Obviously, people forget the anniversary. People forget their birthday, or somebody else's birthday, I guess, could be in that category. And people forget the dentist appointment. But there are 2 other answers on the board today, under 10 minutes left to go in the program. What is an occasion that people forget? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What about a dinner party?
Dinner party. Let's see here. No dinner party on the list. Dinner party does not make the list today. Name an occasion that people forget. 9 minutes left to go. 51 minutes past the hour today. Anniversary, birthday, and dentist appointment all have made the list. 2 answers left to go. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. 9 minutes left to go in the big broadcast today. Are we going to get this finished up? I don't know. The first 3 answers came pretty easily. Dentist appointment, anniversary, birthday. Those were peeled off pretty good. 2 answers left to go. Maybe a little harder than the other answers. Approaching the 8-minute mark here on WWGH Radio, name an occasion that people frequently forget. Name an occasion on in which people frequently forget. Does anybody know? Have we stumped people here this morning? People's heads are still spinning from all the news going on this week. An occasion on which people frequently forget, or an occasion that people frequently forget in general. Go ahead, caller.
How about a business meeting?
Business meeting. Well, I know a lot of those get overlooked. Not on the list, though.
Okie doke.
All right. No business meeting. Name something. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. Name an occasion that people frequently forget. Now, we just got some information here from the health department. And it's looks like important information here. So we're going to try to get this out here. Now, hold on. Let me see if I can get this to you here. We've got some time left in the program. Now, this is from the health department, and this was just released moments ago. All right, here's what it is. COVID-19 vaccine distribution for Phase 1B population to begin in Marion County the week of January the 19th. Now, here's what it is. In conjunction with Ohio's statewide efforts to distribute COVID-19 vaccine to Ohioans in Phase 1B, starting the week of January 19th, Marion Public Health and Marion and the Marion County Emergency Management Agency are partnering to lead vaccination efforts. The combined knowledge and decades of training will allow these agencies to continue to serve our local community as we work to vaccinate Ohioans in our community. With Phase 1B initial availability of 800 doses community-wide, Marion Public Health, Ohio Health Marion General Hospital, and the local Meyer and Kroger pharmacies will be scheduling appointments for vaccinations, beginning with those who are 80 and older. The tiered system is as follows. So here it is. The week of January 19th, Ohioans 80 and older, that you can make an appointment to get a vaccination. So that can be done at Kroger, the Kroger pharmacies, the Meyer pharmacies, Marion Public Health, or Marion General Hospital. Okay, the week of January 19th, Ohioans 80 and older. The week of January 25th, Ohioans 75 years of age and older, those with severe congenital or developmental disorders. So that's the week of the 25th, January 25th. Ohioans 75 years of age and older are those with severe cognitive or developmental disorders. The week of February the 1st, Ohioans 70 years of age and older, employees of K through 12 schools that wish to remain or return to in-person or hybrid models. So February 1st, Ohioans 70 years of age and older, and people who work at K through 12 schools. The week of February the 8th, Ohioans 65 years of age and older. Now, you do have to register one of three ways. You can email Marion Public Health at appointments@marionpublichealth.org, and you have to give them your contact information. You can go to kroger.com/OhioCovidVaccine or call 866-211-5320. By the way, we'll put this on the news tonight, and it'll also be on the Facebook page. Or you can go to Meyer.com or call 740-389-5402. Ohio Health eligible patients will be notified when they can self-schedule their vaccine online at mychartohiohealth.com or the Ohio Health app. As of January 13th, Marion Public Health has administered 400 doses of the vaccine to those in the Phase 1A group, emergency responders, healthcare workers, and people living in congregate settings. The COVID-19 vaccine availability and case information will be posted and updated on the Marion Public Health COVID-19 website at COVID19MarionPublicHealth.org. So just to run this down very quickly again, you can make appointments at the Kroger Pharmacy, the Meyer Pharmacy, Marion General Hospital, or Marion Public Health. But here's how it goes. The week of January 19th, Ohioans 80 years of age and older. The week of January 25th, Ohioans 75 years of age and older are those with severe cognitive or developmental disorders. The week of February 1st, Ohioans 70 years of age and older, employees of K through 12 schools that wish to remain or return to in-person or hybrid models. And the week of February the 8th, Ohioans 65 years of age and older. And that's how it will go. So the vaccines will be given at the Kroger pharmacies, the Meyer pharmacy, Marion Public Health, and Marion General Hospital. So that's how it would go. There's your information. If you're 65 years of age or older, or work at a school, or have cognitive or developmental disabilities, this will be your chance just to make an appointment and get in to get these vaccines done. But it will be done in phases over the next 4 weeks, it looks like. So that's how it will go. And again, that information will be available on the Facebook page. We'll get that on the news tonight, which will run all weekend, every hour, here on the station at about 10 minutes after the hour. And that's breaking off the off the news cycle right now. Just came in about 2 minutes ago. So that's how it's going to be distributed here in Marion. Thursday, January the 14th, 2021, 58 and a half minutes past the hour. Don't forget Glenn Coble on the air, 10:10 till 12 noon today. Swap Shop, 12:15 to 1 p.m. And the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2:10 until 3 p.m. Also, the Dr. Art Yulin interview yesterday about the vaccine and all kinds of information about the pandemic due to popular demand has been put on the homepage. You don't even have to look for it. Just go to WWGH1071.com and it will be right there on the homepage for you to listen to or pass along to somebody who you want to hear it. Dr. Art Yulin's information on the COVID-19 vaccine and the pandemic. Now, I'll be back tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. So that's how it's going to go. That's the information we have right now. Again, the website, WWGH1071.com. Glenn Coble coming up in about 15 minutes. But for now, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes, methinks I am a prophet new inspired, and thus aspiring to foretell of him. His rash, fierce, blaze of riot cannot last, for violent fires soon burn out themselves. Like vanity, insatiate cormorants, consuming means soon preys upon the soul. And go on and on, this royal throne of kings, this sceptered isle, this earth of Mars. Yes, I did Shakespeare and I retained the dialogue.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
Hey, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd bitty-bitty-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty-bitty-rich, I'd a diddle-diddle man. I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. I don't want to sing anymore. I'm going to pay me.
I love it, Five-ish.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get going and have a time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please